your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done.
Welcome to Prophets Don't Wear Plaid. My name is Brian David. I want to welcome you guys to today's show. In this episode, we're going to listen to a word given by CK at a recent prophetic event. I know it's really going to bless you guys. You're going to like this, so I'm not going to take too much time setting it up. Please enjoy.
Hello, all of our Facebook friends.
Facebook. I was saying.
Here's CK.
Hi, you guys.
And Mike. Hello.
Hi, Mike.
It's been a while since we've done a video together, huh?
Yes, it has.
Well, it is so wonderful. Hi, Joseph. Bless you, brother. We just wanted to take a few minutes and connect with you, tell you how privileged we are to be able to talk to you via the internet and video.
How privileged you are to be able to see. Kidding.
All right.
Okay. Hi, you guys. We're not self-conscious or anything. It's been a while for me.
It has been, but you look beautiful, baby.
Oh, that's really...
That's all that matters. Heavens.
Okay.
Yeah, there, as long as I have my arm candy. I know. No.
Can we edit
it's
that?
A prophet. Too late.
Hi, you guys. Happy Friday.
Yes, it's Friday evening.
I'm shouting because you're so far away.
Yeah, it's the microphone distance, not the people distance.
No, I'm thinking of the people.
Oh, okay.
Way out there.
Way away.
Hi, you guys. Howdy.
We happen to be home on a Friday night, and we thought, let's turn this contraption on and see what happens. So here we are.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yeah, the Spirit of God is really heavy in the atmosphere tonight, and we wanted to encourage God's people about that, because there's also a lot of strife and stuff in the atmosphere, and we just wanted to encourage everyone. And what's the Lord doing?
That's important, being able to see the form of the Lord and to kind of catch a hold of what's going on, what God is doing in the atmosphere.
Yes.
So remember that. Spiritual atmosphere is real, and there's both sides. There's the enemy out there, but there's God's kingdom out there, and God always trumps the devil. Did you catch it?
God always trumps. Yes, exactly. I got it.
Okay.
Catch what I'm throwing.
Yep. Picking up what you're laying down, baby.
Yep.
Oh, but at any rate, there were a couple of things I wrote on a piece of paper here that I wanted to share with you just to get things going.
Yeah.
Because CK and I were talking a little bit about the whole concept of walking in love. And I know I did a live video last night, a little bit on it. But as we were discussing it, I grabbed my pen and paper, wrote down these things. So listen to this. This is referring to Jesus. A lot of things he had to confront his day. But listen to these concepts. Jesus confronted the Pharisees without getting out of love. He drained. Can't read my own writing. He drained their swamp without getting out of love.
That's funny.
Yeah. He didn't take their bait. He resisted their religious silencing.
That's right.
He didn't mince words. He outsmarted them. He exposed them. He changed the system by controlling the spiritual atmosphere, all while operating in love, because he is love. And he was a manifestation of God's love on earth.
Yes. Yes, amen. Hi, hi, you guys. Hi, Val. Hi, Vivian.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
And so our recommendation to stay in love. And I know that the Lord shared with you once.
Okay.
that...
It froze for a minute.
Yeah. I've been having a little problem with this phone, but
God bless this phone. Mm-hmm. Lord, bless these people. Let the glory of God just flow out right now over everyone that is watching this video live right now, and also people that will watch it in the future. Let the glory of God just flow over the people.
That's it.
The presence of the Lord, the peace of the Spirit. Who bless your people with peace right now.
Yes.
You speak it over every child of God that's watching.
Who? Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. It's the anointing and the move of God. That's what we're all about.
Yeah.
You know, we've been in the ministry a long time. When we first started, we just really, we had the tiger by the tail, and we were just going to change the world. And as we went,
oh boy,
we discovered our stuff just doesn't amount to a hill of beans. We had to learn to just fully depend upon the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
Primary dependency on the Holy Spirit, the anointing of God, the glory of God, the move of God.
Yes. And having begun in the Spirit, I want to encourage everyone, having begun in the Spirit, let's not try to be, I know that scripture, be made perfect by the works of our own flesh.
Yeah.
God's going to carry us through in the Spirit. And now's the time to really tap into the Spirit of God, because God's doing something powerful in our country right now. And I know that there's so much clamoring, there's so much stuff going on in the atmosphere that a lot of people are feeling like, oh man, it's just chaos out there. Yeah. And that's usually what happens when God moves. That's what happened when Jesus was walking in the flesh on planet Earth before he was crucified, rose from the dead, and then ascended to the Father.
Yes.
He had to press through all that kind of stuff in order to do what he was called to do here.
And, oh man, he was born into one of the most tumultuous times.
Yes, absolutely, yes. And they were looking for a physical Savior. That's why Judas turned on him. He thought that Jesus came to build a physical kingdom.
Right.
And then he was really disappointed to find out it was a spiritual kingdom. And
because he wouldn't get the money and the power.
Yeah. He was a thief. He was a power monger.
That's right.
You started to ask me something.
Yeah, now I forgot what it was.
About that encounter, I had a visit. I felt like sharing. I was sitting down saying, Lord, what do you want me to say to bless your people? And he reminded me about an encounter I had with the Lord. It was actually on Thanksgiving night of the year 2001. And as I was sleeping, actually, I don't know whether I was asleep or awake, because I had a lot of what I call dream vision, where the Lord visits me while I'm sleeping, and then when I wake up, it just keeps going. So I met Jesus. He came in and met me, and he talked to me, and I was just really blown away. Just, that's an understatement. And he talked to me about the importance of how his heart for his people and his heart for his ministers. He was pretty heartbroken. He wept about souls. He actually said to me, don't let people go to hell. He said, preach the gospel in season and out. Don't be slack and don't hold back, because souls are in the balance. And then he wept about how the body of Christ, especially, you know, churchism and religionism and legalism and all that stuff has come in to try to overtake the church world so that they could not be effective, and they're not accurately representing the heart of God. And so much so that so many people, they think of God and they just think of church and rules and regulations and all that stuff. And he's, the heart of God is, it had, the heart of Jesus was very broken, that people did not really know who he was. They knew churchism, the world out there. And things have changed a lot, even in the body of Christ. People have been getting a real revelation of grace, which is what we've been preaching since day one. You can't do it by your own works. And you know that even if you did do it by your own works and you actually can accomplish something by your own works, which is great, God gives us talents and stuff, there's a certain point that happens that you've got to back off and let God do a thing. There are certain things you cannot do in the flesh. God does it, and when he does it, he gets the glory. And you don't.
Oh, good word.
It's really awesome to be used by God to do something that you know there's no way you could have done in your own flesh. You just couldn't. And that's how it is with walking in love. You hear us talking about, you know, walking in love. We put up the picture of, you know, Jim Caviezel playing the part of Jesus in The Passion of the Christ. And he's talking and he's saying, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
Right.
And it's really interesting how that kind of, and all I did just put that out there on the page, and it really elicits an interesting response from different people based on what they believe about love.
Right.
Or misbeliefs about what that means. Mm-hmm. And that they feel that that means that they have to just roll over and let the devil just stomp all over them, and that's love. And it's not. Love is a force. It's a spiritual force that empowers us to act like Jesus. Ooh, we're frozen there for a minute. Is it going now?
Yeah, okay. Just keep going.
It's a spiritual force that Jesus walked in. He walked in love, and even it says in the Word that right after John the Baptist was beheaded and they brought news to Jesus and he was broken. He was brokenhearted. He grieved and he wept. He went up into the mountains. He got away from the crowds. He tried.
Right.
And because John the Baptist was his cousin, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. He was his cousin. He was one of the few people on this planet who really actually knew who Jesus was or why he was here, at least somewhat. Mm-hmm.
That spiritual connection.
He had a spiritual connection with him, right? And so when he came down and he saw the multitudes, it says the first thing he did, it says that Jesus was moved with compassion and he healed their sick. Mm-hmm. He healed them all. He was so ticked off at what the devil did that he fought back in the spirit. That's what love does. It doesn't fight back tit for tat. It doesn't, like, you know, eye for an eye. That's the law that Jesus already came fulfilled. Mm-hmm. It's now we're fulfilling the law of grace, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, the law of liberty. There's all kinds of spiritual laws in effect now that we just get in line with. Jesus fought back by healing everyone. And I hadn't even thought of that until we started talking, but I guess what God does that with me a lot. Once I start talking,
good.
I'm like a donkey, you know, once the donkey gets up and starts walking, then you can lead it. So I'm talking, and then all of a sudden I go a different direction. And he said, that's one of the things he needs the body of Christ to be doing right now, is not being like a donkey. No, that's not my point.
being led.
But let him lead you in how to fight back in the spirit so that, like, let's let God use us to heal them all. Let God use us to pray people into their destiny. There are people out there right now that are just making noise. They are frustrated. They don't understand what's going on. There's so much strife in this over the country. And the Lord wants to heal our country. He wants to heal people's hearts. That's a little different than heal the land, because technically that scripture that says, I'll heal your land, he was talking about the actual ground, land, the soil where you plant the crops. So it applies, okay, that he will heal our land, but technically he wants to heal everybody's hearts of all the strife. The best way to let God heal through us is to love them the way God loves them and do signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. Allow him to work through us to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, set the captives free. Let them know how much God loves. He loves so much that he gave everything. He gave his best. He gave his all. Jesus gave his all. And then he just put himself in God's hands, and the Lord raised him up. Mm-hmm. He did not try to protect and cover his own butt, you know? Mm-hmm. Seriously. And that was one of the things, one of the points when Jesus came and visited me, was how important it was for us to walk in the love of God. And he told me, you know, in season and out. And I've always been a very shy person, yeah, believe it or not. I'm also kind of a comedian, so I have to kind of keep it, well, it just comes out. But he told me, don't be slack, don't hold back, because souls are in the balance. And then he said, I'm going to give you special courage, special boldness. And then after that, and then there was a couple of other nights of dreams like that, and actually through the years, it just kind of, it just keeps going, you know. The dreams, the visions, that's what I do.
A lot of them.
And he's talked to me about supernatural youth, supernatural finances, and that's a thing. Those are anointings that are like, he's allowing us to walk in those things. There, he put them on our life and we didn't realize it. And he said it's for the people, not just for us. It's for us.
Right.
I had dreams where I saw, okay, I'm saying this for somebody. I know I'm going to rock a religious boat here.
Rock it.
I saw, he said, I'm going to give you wisdom for wealth, and I'm going to put wealth into your hands. And I saw money. Mm-hmm. It was coming through my hands. I like cash money just coming through. Now, it wasn't money just, it wasn't going like this. It was going through. Because he knew that he could trust us to keep the money flowing and going. That's all part of walking in love. It has to do with all those things.
Wow.
And then he said, the key. Here's the key. These were Jesus' words. I just wrote them down when I woke up. And this is where you got to choose whether or not you believe that it was the Lord. Okay? It's between you and God. This is what he said to me. In order to walk in these things, it is required that you walk in love. And that's where the body of Christ stumbles. That's where people stumble. They just have so much trouble, and they misunderstand what love is. Mm-hmm. It's been so religiousized, and they've been so shut down by religionism that tells them the misbeliefs that, and I even wrote down a few of the misbeliefs. He told, but Jesus' words were, he said that, he called it that syrupy, sweet, fake, phony, religious love. He said, that's not the kind of love that I want my people to walk in. That's not love. It's actually a form of control and manipulation, and it's fear. It's based on fear. And he even said that fear was the force. Sorry. Fear. I just ruined it. Fear is the force that causes people to get sick. Now, I'm not trying to bring condemnation in any way. This is just the way it is in the world. Fear, just in general, can cause sickness.
Yeah.
Fear is the force, he told me, the force that makes us get old before our time. Because we're supposed to be living to at least 120. It's in the Word. Look it up. 70 years was a curse in the New Testament. They were complaining because they only lived to be 70. Go and learn what this means. But yeah, I love to see those hearts go by. I love you guys. God loves you so much. And he wants his people free from religionism and the control that it has tried to just tie people's hands so that they can't really do what's in their hearts. And they can't just be normal and be themselves because they think they're not supposed to. When God needs us to be ourselves, he needs you to be you. You're the only one that can reach the people around you. He needs you to be you. So he can use you. He made your personality so he could use that personality. He can sanctify, bless you. He's already done it. If you have asked him into your life, then you are usable. God wants to use you. He loves you. He qualifies you. The anointing of God qualifies you. Again, having begun in the Spirit. Stay in the Spirit.
Right.
So walking in love, you know, misbeliefs. Here's some common misbeliefs about love. These misbeliefs often induce religious silencing, which means that people are afraid to say anything because they don't think God wants them to.
Oh, yeah. In other words, the devil wants you to shut up.
Yep.
So you're ineffective.
Yeah, because there's power in your words.
Right.
Your words are containers. They're containers of the power of God. That's when you decree a thing, it carries the power and anointing of God that's on your life. It flows out of your heart, just like the word, the written word flowed out of God's heart. I mean, the word of God flows out of his heart. And when we speak it, through our personality, that's what's, it makes you authentic. God needs authentic people.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
The more, I know it's, okay, well, I'm looking at my notes. But we've kind of been told that, like, by religionism, I know I use that word a lot, because I don't want to say religion, because that, some people don't, they think I'm anti-church, and I'm not. I mean, we've kind of got a church, okay? One, here's a misbelief. Number one, don't hurt anybody's feelings. Love doesn't hurt people's feelings. Wrong. That's a misbelief. That's not true. Jesus,
correct,
when he confronted the Pharisees, I'm going to use that illustration, they were trying to silence him. They were questioning his authority.
Yes.
They were asking him, you know, who gives you the right to say these things? They were trying to take, they were afraid that he was going to take their control away over the people, and they didn't like it at all. And it caused the people, and the people loved him, and they loved the authority with which he spoke. And the Pharisees did not. And so they challenged him at every turn. They tried to, they tested him. They tried to trip him up constantly.
Yeah, trap him.
They tried to trap him. And, of course, he knew it.
Mm-hmm.
But the number one thing they tried to do was silence him. And instead of being silenced, or they tried to get him, you know, to, like, tone it down, dumb down the message, don't be so strong about it. And Jesus didn't mince any words. You could say in the Matthew, the 23rd chapter, you should read it in the Amplified. I mean, it's great in the King James.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Look at it in the Amplified. Whoa.
Yeah.
Now remember, Jesus did not sin, and he walked in love, and he called them a brood of vipers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that kind of like goes against the grain, kind of, of everything a lot of people have been taught.
Well, that's not being nice.
He was not nice, that's true. He wasn't nice to them. He confronted them. So if anybody's trying to tell you, don't hurt anybody's feelings, and if people's feelings are hurt, you're not being a good Christian, that's not very Christ-like. That's not true. As long as you're doing it because you love people, and because it's the truth, and not because you, what is the motive in your heart? Is it to, you know, show somebody, you know, like, I know what I'm talking about? Or is it because it's the truth that'll set people free?
Yeah.
We can't be silent about that.
Yeah.
God's people are, God wants you free to speak. You are free to speak in love. Speak the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The truth. Don't be afraid to speak the truth.
Yeah. Offense given and offense taken.
That's exactly, thank you.
You know, we don't purposely give offense.
Yeah.
But when we speak the truth in love, some people take offense.
Exactly. Jesus did not stand up there and say, your mother dresses you funny and your mother wears combat boots or anything like that. He did not offend. He did not give offense. But he said things that caused them to take offense.
Oh, boy.
They took offense like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Enough to want to kill him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They were highly offended, hurt their feelings, threatened their power.
Exactly. And there's a lot of people that are tried to do that, a lot of Christians sitting in judgment of President Trump because he doesn't mince words. We did not elect a pastor, we elected a president. And the Lord, the hand of the Lord is on him. And God needed somebody that wasn't afraid of man. He's not a man pleaser. I can guarantee you that. He's not a people pleaser. He's very direct. And so we'll pray, continue to pray for wisdom for the president. But praise God that our president is not afraid to speak and not afraid to say what what he believes and what he's there to do. And he needs our prayers, especially right now about the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, hi, Kathleen. Nice to see you. And Angelina.
Hi, Kat. Kit. Kat. Candy
Kit
bar.
Kat.
Sounds like a candy bar. Hi, you guys. I love you. I miss you. I need to come see you. Okay, that's enough. Okay, so then misbelief number two. It goes along with that. It's part of religious silencing. Just don't say anything at all. If you're walking in love, that means you just don't say anything at all. That's not true. If you love, love speaks. Love says something. Love has something to say. Love, you cannot set the captives free without saying something. Like, rise up and walk. Be free. Let your eyes be opened. Live. God wants you to live. He wants to speak life into his people. Now, that's a word just I didn't even... Okay, the Lord says live. He wants you to live and not die. He wants his body in America to live, to rise up and walk, to live and not die. I haven't heard that before. Because he wants us to rise up and do what we're called to do in the face of all of the naysayers and everything. Let me see, what's misbelief number? I'm trying to keep on track here.
Number three.
Okay. I kind of put the same thing over and over. Misbelief that God won't have you offend anyone or hurt their feelings. Not true. Wrong. A lot of people have been taught that, you know, well, if you hurt someone's feelings, okay, we went over that, but the point is not to hurt anyone's feelings.
No.
And God loves, and when we say walk in love, love your enemies, I don't want these people to miss out on what God is actually doing. This is such a supernatural time on planet Earth. And I don't want anyone to miss out on this supernatural time.
Right.
God doesn't want anyone to miss out. He cares so deeply about our country. He has promises to keep to you personally, to your family. He has promises to keep to you that he made to people in your family that have already gone on to heaven. Do you realize that? There is destiny in your bloodline that God hasn't forgotten, and some people don't even realize that some of the things in your life, some of the things in your destiny that have been on your heart lately, the Lord's been stirring up destiny. You're like, wait, I don't even remember this. Well, he's answering like your great-grandmother's prayers. It's going to surprise you. It's not always... You're going to have some amazing surprises. Hello, Australia. God bless you. Wow.
Yes.
So when we say walk in love, the Lord said walk in love, which is like, let your lifestyle and behavior demonstrate and be motivated by God's love.
Oh, that's well said. That's the point.
Yeah. It doesn't mean be a doormat.
No.
We were not called to be doormats. In fact, you can't walk in authority and be a doormat. And we're also called to walk in authority right now. These supernatural times on planet Earth, it's time for powerful authority that's flowing through the body of Christ. And I've noticed lately, I really got to watch my mouth, because it seems like the Lord's not letting my words drop to the ground much anymore. I got to be careful what I say. Which also means you got to be careful what you hear, because, you know, garbage in, garbage out.
Right.
So feed on what God says. You can't go wrong if you're feeding on the Word. The promises of God, find a scripture and stand on it. The Word of God will never fail you. You can't go wrong. Just as long as you hasn't been religiousized for you, you know. But I think I kind of covered a lot of that, but actually it sounds like I'm doing a teaching. I didn't really mean to.
Good job. No, I loved it.
Did I just take over?
Well, of course.
Oops.
I'm kidding. I talk to them all the time. I wanted them to hear, not only both of us, but to hear those thoughts, because I think that one of the things that was important in that word revelation that the Lord had given you is about souls.
Yes.
It's about souls. That's ultimately it, is the saving grace on planet Earth, revival in America. Yes. It's the number one thing. I know that right at this particular point, Justice Kennedy resigned from the Supreme Court. He'll be leaving that jurisdiction in about 30 days. And so President Trump is going to nominate a new one up to it.
He's coming out with that in, he already said it, July 9 he would be announcing.
On the 9th? Okay. Mm-hmm. And that, in my estimation, is probably the second most important thing about President Trump's administration. Number one is revival. So I'm going to get that in there.
Yes.
And then number two is Supreme Court justices, as well as other judges that are placed in, because the umbrella of effect that will cause to happen throughout the nation is astounding. I mean, that even is going to affect, I believe, Roe versus Wade.
Yeah. In fact, they're already afraid of that.
Yeah, I know it.
I've already seen ads about
it. They're freaking out.
Let them freak out.
Yeah.
And pray for them, because people are so deceived. They mm-hmm. don't realize that abortion, by definition, means to kill right. a living human.
Right.
That's what it is. So I'm not here to get into that, except pray, because God is bringing some powerful, miraculous things to pass in our country. And we are, I mean, what a day to be alive.
Uh-huh.
What a time on planet Earth. I mean, whoa, thank you,
that's
Lord.
It. What oh, it's
honor.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Yes. And we got to walk in love.
Yes.
And that is so important. That's one of the things that the Lord told you, is that one of the conditions of being, now this is my words, but of being a powerful prophet, of walking in the Spirit, of having the kind of connection with the Lord and the release of power on planet Earth, walk in love.
Gotta walk in love.
Yeah. And that's not silencing. It's not doormatitis. It's not all those things that you talked about. It is authority.
Yes.
Taking your place, understanding who you are, and that everything that you do, that you're doing it by the love of God.
Yes. Yes.
Did we say that well enough?
I think we kind of covered it. Well, I don't know if we covered it. Yes. But it is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get into the strife with them. Don't go get in the mud and fight with them. Mm-hmm. Don't fight with anybody.
Yeah.
But don't back off from what you believe, and don't back off from speaking mm-hmm. the truth.
That's right.
All. Just don't fight. Don't try to cram things down anybody's throat. Don't try to force them to agree with you or to believe mm-hmm. like you. Our job is just simply to speak the truth and put some faith mm-hmm. in the Word of God. That truth that you're speaking,
that's right.
it has the power to bring to pass what it was sent to do.
That's
it
right.
won't return void. Let God do. He's going to start mm-hmm. visiting people in the night. He's going to start, people in our country, when we say revival, it doesn't mean, you know, have a service and get a bunch of people together and have special music and have a special preacher come in from out of town. Not like, that's not what I'm talking about when we say revival. We're talking about a spiritual awakening in America. We're talking about people's hearts being drawn to God by a supernatural
yes.
event, a series of events that mm-hmm. God's going to do in this country, and it's already begun.
Mm-hmm.
And God's going to visit His people personally. He's going to start having, people are going to have encounters with God in the night.
Yeah.
They're going to dream dreams. They're going to wake up. They're like Pilate's wife. I mean, even unbelievers are going to have encounters with God, encounters with Jesus. They're going to wake up and go, whoa, I need to find out about Jesus. I need to get saved. Or whatever. They're going to start.
Mm-hmm.
It's the miraculous and supernatural power of God that's going to fuel the revival in America at this time. This season on planet Earth is extremely supernatural.
Oh, the glory of God.
Yes. And there was also a caution that the Lord gave me in that mm-hmm. one, that original visitation in 2001. He said, don't spend your time with anointing wasters. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pass that on to you. It's a word because people will... here's what anointing wasters do. And I'm like, what's an anointing waster? I had never heard that word. And then I saw it in the Bible. Because I mean, I don't just take anything just because I had a dream. Mm-hmm. I always ask the Lord, please show it to me in the Word. Because otherwise, people get off into squirreliness. That's a mm-hmm. that's a real scriptural word. They get squirrely if they're not based on the Word. If they don't know God's Word, they can go off into stupidity. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what do you mean by an anointing waster? And he says, somebody who comes along and wastes your time and draws you off a different direction and gets you to waste your time and energy on something that's not what your assignment is from the Lord. And everybody, it's part of your destiny. The assignment that comes with your destiny, it's life-giving. And so if they try to pull you away into something that's not life-giving, or if they try to pull you away into a fight, or they try to pull you away, you know, into just whatever it is, get you into contention and your peace leaves you, that's someone who's wasting your anointing. Mm-hmm. And Jesus didn't let him do that to him. He confronted anointing wasters. He just didn't spend any time with them. He hung out with people who, they respected him.
They respected him. They received of him.
Mm-hmm. So hang out with people who respect you. And just to want to encourage you to hang out with encouragers.
Yeah.
And like make a decision to be an encourager yourself. I've had to do really, the Lord's been dealing with me like, don't get bummed. I've been getting bummed, you know, to be honest. It's just in the atmosphere. And it's really hard. Yeah. A lot of people are struggling with, I just have to turn off the news. I don't want to hear it anymore. Okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. There's trouble a brewing, okay? So don't let yourself get discouraged. We don't realize how easily that happens. So we need to be the encouragers. Hi, Ava. God bless you. Hi, Mark and Amanda. Hi, you guys. Okay. What was I saying? Oh, be an encourager. Make a decision. I want to be one of those people that when people hear me talk, it's encouraging. I just heard fireworks out the window. Somebody's starting early.
Yeah, I guess.
Happy 4th of July, you guys.
Yes.
But encouragement. People really need their hearts to be encouraged.
Encouraged.
Courage, also a force. These spiritual things are forces. They are the forces of life. So guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it flows the issues of life. And one translation says, out of it flows the forces of life. Guard your heart. Guard what you hear. Guard what you allow to go in there. Make sure you're hearing what God is saying and not just what's going on out in the world. Because God will tell you, be of good cheer.
Yes.
Let not your heart be troubled. Jesus said that before Sean Hannity ever said it.
Good one.
Wow. Be of good cheer. Because Jesus has overcome the world.
That's it.
And we are here. His body, his hands, his feet, his love. Mm-hmm. And I'm not really sure how do you want to end this.
Love encourages.
Yes. Love will encourage people. It might tick some people off. You know the truth and it'll either tick you off, it'll make you mad or make you glad.
That's right.
It'll either make you mad or set you free.
Set you free. Makes it'll set, you free.
It'll make you free. Or make you mad. It'll make you free.
Why don't we just bless the people?
I love you. I love you guys.
Yes. We do love you. We want to bless you.
Yes. And you guys are a blessing to us. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
all
you
of our friends, followers, partners, you're a blessing.
Yes. God bless you very, very much. I want you to know I have been praying over everybody's prayer requests. I pray over you guys. Whenever I see your names, yes, absolutely. God bless you. Bless you. Financially, health-wise, everything that you need, may He supply every need, because He said He would. May you walk in the absolute powerful supernatural glory of God in your life, if you might experience it for yourself.
Yeah.
You matter to Him. You truly matter to Him.
That's it.
And I hear there's somebody there that's feeling really lonely right now, and when I said that you matter to Him, they almost like want to cry. The Lord says, this is for you.
Mm-hmm.
You matter to Him.
Mm-hmm.
You've always been on His mind. Wow. Okay.
And you make a difference.
Yes.
You do.
You do. You matter. Every single one of you.
Yes.
And you know, when you speak the truth and you encourage others, there are some people that just won't receive it from you. Just give them to God.
That's it.
Not everybody's going to end up being your buddy, you know? That's okay.
Yeah. You're not responsible for how people receive what you offer. You're only responsible for walking in love and offering the best of the giftedness of God.
He loves you so much.
Yes.
God bless you guys. Do you want to pray over me?
I do.
I'll let you take it from here.
Father, in the name of Jesus right now, all these wonderful people.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, so many things that we could pray, but I'm just going to say it this way, that out of the assets of heaven, that covenant fulfillment would be released into their lives in every form and every fashion and every area. Every area of their life.
Yes.
Right now, in Jesus' name. Release!
God bless you, and God bless America.
Okay, that's our show for today. I want to thank you guys for listening to this episode. I also want to thank the Streams of Many Waters Podcast Network for making this possible. We appreciate you guys, and I'll see you guys next time.
And thank you for listening to the show. You can reach C.K. Thompson or Brian David at prophetsdwp@gmail.com or check out their website, www.wordoflifeworldoutreach.org. Thank you very much for listening to the show, and we'll see you next time.
The show you've just heard is part of the Streams of Many Waters Podcast Network.